It's time for Freak's Pick. It's the key game, matchup, or event to look out for in sports this weekend.
Well, I'm going to do like Matt. You know how Matt said he likes to go out of order on his birdie pars and bogeys. I'm just going to give you my pick. It's obvious. It's the NCAA tournament. CBS, TNT, TBS, True TV, the second round today, and third rounds Saturday and Sunday. You pretty much can watch coverage on those networks anywhere from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. on the next 3 days.
And if you're, when you're looking, give me a pick for each region, one game that you really are looking forward to in each region, either Saturday or Sunday.
All right, I'll start with VCU and Michigan. We just talked to VCU assistant coach Jeremy Ballard, and that's a game that a lot of people have VCU getting the so-called upset there, but really wouldn't be too big of an upset. Excuse me for a sec.
Yeah, that's March 23rd, and I think that tips off at 11:15.
Yeah, you have a 4 going against the 5, so it's not that big of an upset. And a lot of people are picking VCU to go far and do some good things in the tournament. And another would be Indiana and Temple. If Indiana is able to advance. And then we saw what Temple was able to do.
They will.
Yeah, we saw what Temple was able to do today. Temple has great guard play, and that's what they have every year, and that's something that can carry you in the tournament. So those are two games I would look out for. Also, number one seed Gonzaga, people have them going down early in the tournament. Not a lot of expectations as far as seeing them get to the Final Four. I do actually have them going to the Elite Eight. So it's going to be interesting to see what Gonzaga can do this weekend.
Yeah, I think that would be a good one. Also, I really think Temple will test Indiana, and it might be good for Indiana to get tested. I don't know that they would be sleeping, but wake them up maybe so they can make a run.
St. Louis is another high seed that I know many brackets had them going far, and I have Oregon beating them. So that'll be a game that I'll be interested in, see how that goes.
And yeah.
Go ahead.
I think Oregon, the way they played against Oklahoma State, that is an intriguing matchup there.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I really think the way St. Louis plays, that game will tell you a lot about Oregon and will tell you a lot about the Pac-12. Because, Joe, you were saying that they were both 12 seeds as far as UCLA got in, but Oregon was a 12. And
Cal was a 12.
Cal was a 12. So it would tell you maybe if that Pac-12, if they really are, if they're doing it.
Well, and also it's going to let you know, okay, how strong is the A-10 this year? St. Louis coming out of the A-10, and if LaSalle can hold on to win to where they are 5-0, will they be able to keep on going starting tomorrow with some of the teams playing, with a VCU, with a St. Louis, with a Butler beating Marquette? That yet to be determined.
Now, and of course, I started with my pick. Like I said, it was obvious there, but a couple other things to watch out for. The Miami Heat go for 25 in a row tonight on NBA TV. If you're able to break away from the college basketball and maybe catch a few of the plays or catch a little highlights there. That's 6:30 tonight on NBA TV.
Who are they playing?
They are playing the, let me see real quick. I want to say the Detroit Pistons at home. So
they're at home.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So that's, it doesn't seem like much of a matchup on paper.
But we've seen every team, or the last few teams, they're given the A-plus effort.
Right.
You know.
And then, of course, the Arnold Palmer Invitational that Trey mentioned earlier. You know, we'll see if Tiger Woods can, if he can get another win. Now, of course, the three times that he's been picked this season, I picked him once, Matt, you picked him once, and he won both those tournaments. And it looks like he could very well be on his way to winning this one You know, he's right there in the mix. Some of the times, they're going till 5 o'clock today on the Golf Channel. Tomorrow is going to be 11:30 to 1:30 on the Golf Channel, and 1:30 to 5 on NBC. Sunday will be 11:30 to 1:30 on the Golf Channel channel again, and then 1:30 to 5 on NBC.